It's now time for a locker room chat with Morehill Mount Academy head basketball coach Luke Knoll after a pair of wins last week, starting off against Horton, 52-30 win. And coach, it seems like you guys are starting to fire on all cylinders here.
Yeah, we've had a really good string the last two games. I've been really pleased with what we've been doing offensively. I mean, hitting shots always helps cover up mistakes now and then. We've been hitting shots, but our turnover numbers are much lower than they were at any point last year. We're taking care of the ball, and we're forcing turnovers on the defensive end. And, yeah, we're pretty happy with how we've been playing recently. We've had a nice string of home games recently, too, which I think helps a little bit. So we're going on the road a little bit more now. But, yeah, we put together a nice couple games recently, and I'm really proud of our girls for what they've done.
Yeah, starting off with that game against Horton, coach, I mean, Hope, she had 4 3-pointers in that one. How great was it to see her get so red hot?
Yeah, we've known for a long time Hope's a strong shooter, and it's kind of been a little streaky at the beginning of the year, and then she was feeling it that night. So it was nice to get her going and get her some confidence. But she's a good player, and the girls did a nice job setting her up and looking to get outside shots. And again, we just get our turnover numbers have been so low. We've been able to our shot selection has been so much better. So yeah, I was really happy for her to get going, and it was really exciting for all our girls to do that.
And then you guys, after that, you get a nice win at McLeod last night. And Coach Hannah, she leads the way in scoring. How nice is it to see a freshman step up in such a big way?
Yeah, I mean, really, last couple of games, both our freshmen that are getting to get minutes, Hannah Cody and Caden Folsom, have done a lot of good things, either whether that's rebounding. I think Hannah had 5 steals the other night, too. And the defensively, rebounding, scoring, they've helped a ton. And then handling point guard duties. Before that was Bethany Urban, who's just been a rock for us this year, taking care of the ball, looking to score, that sort of thing. So we've had a lot of the girls step up. I think it's the second game in a row we've had, I think, 10 or 11 girls score a point in the games, which is wonderful to see. So we've had really balanced scoring. We know we got several girls any night capable of hitting double figures, so that's a big help. And our seniors continue to do a good job leading us, too. We got Hannah Coker, Carter Begley, and Nora Keckner. They're doing a great job keeping everybody motivated. And, you know, some of those long nights we get into, they'll do a good job pushing us through. So I'm really proud of a lot of girls for how they stepped up, and last night was no exception.
And, Coach, you briefly touched on our junior, Bethany Urban. I mean, she's been just so consistent. How important is it for her to be as consistent as she has been in the most recent games?
Yeah, the growth we've seen from her over this last couple of years has been incredible. I mean, we always knew she had some talent, but with how she just can control everything, get us into an offense, pick her spots. I mean, she's so efficient with how she scores, too. She doesn't need a lot of shots to score, gets to the free throw line. Her shot has come a long way from the last couple of years. And then, like I said, she handles the ball so much for us and continues to take care of it and not turn the ball over. So just having a rock like that at your point guard position, it's somebody you can trust.
And, Coach, you guys take on a Dragons team coming up on Friday. What are some things you know about Valley Falls?
Yeah, I thought even before the season started, I thought, you know, we'd be really competitive, us two. We had a triple overtime game with them last time we saw them recently. So I would expect another competitive game here on Friday night. It'll be our last home game in the month of January and really for a while. So we're looking forward to another good Friday night home game. But we know that's going to be a competitive game. They're solid. They got some solid post play and several solid guards that can shoot the ball, handle the ball. So it's a big good game, a nice challenge for us. But again, that's exactly what you want this time of year. And hopefully we're playing our best ball this time.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time, and congrats on such a red-hot start here in this new season.
Hey, thanks a lot, Darren.
That was Morehill Mount Academy girls' head basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.